Welcome to a one-off segment. We're going to call something pithy and clever, such as On the Money with Jay. No, probably not something that dumb. But just wanted to get a few thoughts out there because clearly all of my thoughts can't fit into the podcast because when you're sharing airtime with the Swami and with Boiler Dad, it's tough to get in there. It's like a moderator. That's really the role I play as a host. So I wanted to give you a few thoughts, and I'm too lazy to write out a post right now. So since there seems to be some appetite for the podcast-ish version of our content, here's a little more from me. I have 5 points to make. I want to share those with you here. So a little quick cast action for you. I think, number one, this Nebraska game, this is a big one. This should be my last point, but I'm going to go with it as first. I think the Nebraska game is going to wind up being the fulcrum of the season, basically. Purdue's 3-4. They need a win for bowl hopes. And also, they need this win to wash that taste from Rutgers out of their mouth. Because there is just, it's one of those burn the tape and move on kind of games. Nothing worked right on offense. A lot worked right on defense. So you say, hey, defense, keep doing what you're doing. And offense, just don't ever do that again. Throw that away. I don't know what it was, but this Nebraska game, I think a lot of people might point to the Rutgers game as the turning point if this turns into a flop of a season. But you can still salvage it. 3-4 is not disastrous. And if you whip up on Nebraska at home, suddenly everybody feels a lot better. It really is critical to win this weekend if you want Purdue to be in a bowl game. Number two, I think Mike Riley at Nebraska is coaching for his job. Though when I say that, I mean, I think at this point he might be just coaching for his job for the season. You got to remember, this is the guy who came into Purdue a couple of years ago, and Purdue, Hazel Purdue team, a 2-10 team, hung 55 points on his team. So, I think if something like that happened again, I honestly think Riley could be fired, before they get back to Nebraska. So I do think this is big for them, and to that end, it would be very telling to see how Nebraska comes out and plays. They have to know that their coach is in trouble. And if they come out flat and get whipped, then that says a lot about those players. I think you'll see them come out and fight and play hard to the end, and I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I do think that's something to watch for. Number three, I think Purdue has a lot to prove. They have to prove not just that Rutgers game was a flop, but they have to prove that the offensive woes of the past few weeks really are just flukes. I'm not sure they are. This is a Daryl Hazel crew. I said this in one of my posts earlier in the week. Coach Brohm can't wash that away in half a season. You can't just change a team entirely that was pretty bereft of talent. Now, we said all along, they weren't talentless, and you've seen that at times this year. That those players had talent that Hazel recruited, but they just, man, they had looked terrible, and they looked really good to start this season. So maybe we've reverted back to the mean here a little bit. But I think, offensively against Rutgers, Wisconsin, and back to Minnesota, Purdue's not looked good, right? They have not looked good on offense. And back one further than that to Michigan. They haven't looked good offensively in four games. Even Minnesota, they didn't look good offensively. So, you're going back now to what? Maybe the Missouri game before you can say, hey, that's the time the offense looked good. And as I said elsewhere, I feel like that Missouri game, I'd love to give Purdue credit. And they deserve credit. Don't get me wrong. They deserve credit. But I think way more of that shellacking was on Missouri being ill-prepared and more or less quitting. So there's a lot to prove. I don't know that these last few weeks are fluky. I think this is more realistic, and I think maybe the fluky games were Ohio and Mizzou. That doesn't mean Purdue can't recapture that a couple more times this year, but I do think what you've seen the last few weeks is probably a little closer to reality than those first couple weeks. Number four point, if they don't win this game, if Purdue does not win, not only do I think a bowl is over, I think at that point 5 wins becomes very much a stretch because, if you lose, you'll be 3-5 with 4 games to go. Two of the final four, I don't know where you get your 2 wins. I mean, everyone keeps chalking up Illinois. I'm very concerned with that game. I know it's at home, so that's good. I will definitely be picking Purdue to win that game almost no matter what happens between now and then, but it still worries me a little. But that one should be the least of our worries, right? So Other than that, though, I don't know who, you know, at Northwestern, home to IU, maybe are your next two best chances out of those, because the only other one you have is Iowa. I think if you do not win this game, the pick that Anish and I had at the start of the season, I believe that both of us had Purdue at 4-8. If they don't win this weekend, that 4-8 begins to look like that's what it's going to be. And it's amazing how expectations change, and that would now be a letdown, right? And number five, this is a reiteration of something else I wrote. Last weekend against Rutgers was the first true letdown of the Brohm era, which I think is really amazing given how poor this team was expected to be, that it took them until past the halfway point in the season to disappoint us at all. I mean, I think that's fair to say. It's pretty unequivocal. They were 3-3. Their three losses were against ranked teams in all cases, right? Louisville, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And in all three of those games, Purdue could have won. Michigan was the furthest stretch from winning. But, you know, don't lose sight of the fact that they were ahead late in the third quarter. They were leading. So, you know, when you go to that whole, oh, they could have won. Well, we say that a lot. The team's up 7-0 and then gets blown out. That doesn't mean they could have won. When you're leading through almost three quarters, you can fairly say, hey, we could have won. But Michigan was the furthest stretch. Wisconsin, they were within a touchdown and a two-point conversion, and they were on the, 12 when they got picked. And, of course, Louisville, Purdue led that game in the third as well and looked really good. So this past weekend against Rutgers was the first true letdown. And I think because of that, we do owe the coaching staff the benefit of the doubt to say, hey, they haven't let us down until now. And even that, they managed to almost find a way. And how crazy would that have been if they'd gotten a two-point conversion and probably would have won that game because Rutgers couldn't do anything offensively. It almost probably would have been bad because if you win a game playing that poorly, that's really not something you should feel good about. Maybe losing is a wake-up call or slaps these guys and shows them that you can't look past anyone. And maybe that's the last thing I'll leave you with is if they were looking past Rutgers to Nebraska, which I can't totally blame them if they were, then my message would be, hey, you were looking for this team? You were looking past them to Nebraska? Okay, let's show it against Nebraska then. Let's see what you kept in reserve or what you looked ahead for, because now it's time to show it, because now you're at crunch time. And as I said at the beginning, you're kind of at that fulcrum point for the season. So this has been my thoughts for the day with Jay. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll speak with you soon.